Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the very first Allow Love show on BBS Radio. This is Mary and
Rod.
And we're so excited to be starting this show, thanks to our wonderful friend Jackie and to Don and Doug and the BBS staff for getting this going so fast in less than a week. So we may have a little admin bump here and there this first time, but we're good. You know, Rod is a trans channel, which means he's totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for those who are on the call will come through. It's been over 100 beings so far over his career, and we get no advance notice as to who it will be. So this will work just like the open group channelings at our home have worked. Rod will leave, and the being for this show will come through. And then we will take questions one person at a time with one question and in the order of the call-in list, okay? So we just will ask for your first name and for your question. So is everyone ready? I'm going to give Rod a chance to get into channel, and I have questions that I can ask because we may have some listeners only. For this show, I sent out a very small list of people for this first week because I knew we might be a little rough in places just getting going with this and getting all the tech down. And so in case we have listeners, I will ask questions. And then if somebody comes into queue, just let me know, okay? Okay. All right, wonderful.
Hello, dear.
Hello. May I ask who's calling, please? Who's here?
This is Merlin, of course.
Oh,
I wouldn't
Merlin!
Miss the first one.
You wouldn't miss the first one. I love it. Wonderful, Merlin. You're such a special being to us. We appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, until we get... a question, I'm going to see if you would address some pertinent things at this time, such as, say, the role that Donald Trump is playing in this maelstrom of political mess going on with all kinds of misinformation and so forth.
This gentleman is providing a great service of disclosure. He's opening things up and letting them be known, things that everybody needs to know. So this is perfect.
Yes. Things like the link between vaccines and autism.
Yes.
Like political events that the truth has been hidden, where we have not known exactly who was doing what.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Yes, I do. This is my sense that he is providing a great service to shake up the troops, shall we say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And bring out information that a number of people do not want exposed.
You could say that.
That's kind of an understatement, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. Most definitely.
And what about Bernie Sanders? What is his role right now?
He's playing the good guy.
Okay.
And he's doing a good job of that.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He is. Right.
We need good guys.
Oh, very much. In the political arena, you think?
Yes, I think.
And he's been an independent. Is it necessary for him to run on the Democratic Party in order to... actually, if we were to have an election, actually to move forward in that direction?
No.
He could run as an independent. If he were to choose.
But you and I both know that elections, as per usual, is not going to happen.
Yes, we know that. I'm not sure listeners know that.
Well, now they do.
Okay. So what you're saying is the election on the first week of November, as we have normally expected every 4 years, will not happen this November in that form.
Correct.
Or at that time, probably.
There will be an election in that general time frame. People will be chosen for the various positions, but it's going to be completely different than what you know. And there will be a lot of help from the ETs in setting that up.
Beautiful. That is wonderful. And will all the die bulb machines be pretty well trashed and paper ballots be used or some other system?
Paper ballots.
Paper ballots.
Yes.
So we go back to the hand counting.
Yes.
And repeated hand counting to make sure that it's done correctly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. And the recording system will be clean and clear as well, so that when precincts call in with their totals, that there can't be games played like there have been in the past.
Correct.
Wonderful. And what about Hillary Clinton? What can we know at this time about her for this audience?
Well, she is going to reap what she has sown.
Yes?
Yes. She's going to be removed. And many people can rest easy there.
Yes. Particularly ones that she may have in her target right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this will happen before any election of whatever date they are.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Like within the next few months.
Before the end of summer.
Before the end of summer. All right. That's perfect. That is perfect. All right. Good. Can you address the role of the Chinese in the financial situation globally that's going on, and what will happen there, or is projected, or is going on?
The Chinese are helping the world with their gold.
Yes.
And this is a really good thing that they're doing for everyone. And so you owe them thanks.
Yes. Yes, I believe that. Because they also do not have a goal of taking over the world. They wish to be more of an empowerer to people, do they not?
They do, because they realize that if they were in the position of having to run the world, that it would be a big headache. So they don't want that. Wise people.
Wise people, and some other people who want to run the world and are not going to be given that opportunity, truly. As things sort out, not wise.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Good. Is the SWIFT system going to be integrated into the other new, is it SIFT?
Yes.
Financial money transfer system around the world? Are they going to be joined together, or is the SWIFT going to be disbanded and only SIFT be used? Or?
It will be integrated in.
Integrated. I would imagine that part of that would be because SWIFT has a very good technical setup.
But they do.
Why rebuild that? It just needs to be run by people who are honorable and honest and who will run it with that mindset, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, good. All right. We were told some time ago that the area of the world to send love and blessings to most of all, one of the people in the group channels asked this question a few months ago, where in the world was the biggest need? And the answer was Antarctica. Can you address that at all? I think it was a surprise to most people in the room to hear that. Is that true? Or?
That is true.
Okay.
And you're wondering why that is?
Yes. Can you explain to our listeners any information that would be of value to them to understand why Antarctica?
There is so much isolation there that it has been easy for that aren't friendly to humanity to have great influence. Shall we say?
Okay.
And that's why love is needed there more than anywhere else.
Interesting, to help unempower the activities that have gone on there.
Yes.
And there's physical setup there that has been used by people with less than honorable intentions for
it. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Can you address what's happening with Mother Earth, with Gaia, with the planet, and the changes that are going on?
She's excited.
Is she?
She's really excited, yes.
So she's feeling better than she has in the past?
Yes. She's healing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
She really needed to start healing, and this is a good thing.
Very. Very good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. And her healing is progressing well?
Very well.
Good. Some people have been helping with that, I know. Maybe not as many as we would like among humanity, but some of us care deeply whether we do a lot about it or not, making small efforts at least.
The caring is what's important. It's not the amount. Just the care.
The caring. All right. Good. Fukushima.
Yes.
Can you address the current situation there and how, who's helped and so forth?
Many of the ETs have helped.
Yes. Okay. So, are you saying that from the ships above the Earth, maybe stationed over the reactor, have been able to beam energies that help? Is that part of it?
That's part of it, but it's been much more than just beaming energies. It's been actual physical cleanup.
Ah. Are they able to do that from the ships, or have ETs come to the ground?
They've come to the ground.
And are these people, have they been seen, or they do it like from another dimension?
They do it from your dimension, and they cloak themselves in your dimension.
Okay. So that nobody would see them and see what they're doing.
Correct.
But they're still working in the third dimension on the physical planet. Okay.
Correct.
That's got to be a challenge, I would think.
Yes, indeed.
And some hard work, some effort.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for that. And this is why here in Hawaii, I haven't really noticed any effect from Fukushima. Maybe some other people have. I personally have not. Is that because there's been enough taken care of that Hawaii's been protected, at least to a great degree?
Hawaii is protected from many things.
Yeah.
And has been and will be. Because it occupies a special place in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Hawaii is one of the hearts of the world.
One of the hearts, I like that, yeah. One of the people who studied the Mayan calendar has spoken of it as the eyes of the planet as well. For him, it's a representation. If you look at the globe, where Hawaii is in the center of the globe, and there's a monster amount of ocean around before you see any land.
Yes.
So it can be thought of that way, too.
Yes.
Good. What about the melting of the ice caps and the potential small or large rising of the ocean, particularly in island areas like we are, Hawaii, and islands all over the world? Is this something that will be very soft and not really that important, or will it be larger?
It will be, what is the word, ameliorated.
Okay.
So that it will not be a drastic effect on the land.
Okay. So So most coastal areas are basically safe.
Yes.
Within a few feet of water, certainly.
Right.
Not more than a few feet at most. Okay. Good. That's good news. Let's see. Can you tell us more about what is going on individually in certain countries economically? Like, for instance, what's happening in Europe? Is the euro going to survive? Is it going to be changed? Is it going to go away in favor of individual country currencies again? What is the projection for that at this time, or is it clear?
The most energy is that the euro will survive.
Okay.
And all currencies are going to be revalued, as you know.
Yes.
And that will level the playing field, so to speak.
Yes.
As it is, at this point in time, it's not at all a level field. It's quite unbalanced.
Very skewed.
Yes.
Yes, isn't it? Uh-huh.
So, is something that needs to happen.
So, euro survives and will happen. Okay. The euro survives, then all the countries who are part of that monetary system will have their currencies adjusted to
the euro.
The euro, whatever it turns out to be its value.
Yes.
Okay. And I certainly understand that places like Vietnam and Iran and some other countries are so much better off economically than they used to be. Not that it's really good yet, but it's improved so much that their currencies absolutely need to be revalued in comparison with other countries. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
Needs to happen, will happen.
It will happen. Within this year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What about the African countries? There's, 40-some countries actually in Africa? And they're probably, at least some of them, are relatively out of balance with the rest of the world.
Some of them are, yes.
And
they will revalue as well. Okay.
And there's some very smart, good people taking care of how this is being, how the currency values are being determined. How's that happening?
There are smart, good people involved, as you say, but there are also ETs involved.
ETs also.
Humanity on the planet is being helped in a massive degree that is not apparent at all.
Right. Particularly those who are not paying attention at all to the evidence that is there, is present if you look for it.
Correct.
Where are these ETs coming from?
They're coming from the whole Federation.
The Galactic Federation?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is there just one Galactic Federation?
No, there are more.
There are more.
But there's one that has the best interest of this sector of the universe, if you will.
Okay.
At heart. And helps tremendously.
I'm very grateful because they can see a much bigger picture than humans on the planet can. And thus can do much better quality work in the way of guidance and help.
That is true. But you have to remember that humans have a capacity to love par excellence. Your capacity to love exceeds the other races.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So that would be our job.
That's your contribution to make.
That we need to amp up as much as possible.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
All right. All right. This is good. Okay. So the more that each one of us can stay in a higher vibration, a better attitude, more loving, more accepting and discerning without crossing our own boundaries into areas where it's not appropriate to go. Is that, can you help with that?
You need to send love to humanity and to the planet. Both.
Both humanity and the planet.
Yes, that will help tremendously if everyone will do that, or even many of you will do that.
Even a small percentage.
Yes.
There's already a few people doing it every day. I know that. And that has increased, but there's more of us that need to do that every day consciously.
Yes.
So you're saying consciously take time on a daily basis to focus on that. But that would,
yes,
do a lot of good.
It will do a lot of good.
Can you address the concept of hollow earth, of inner earth, of the holes that have been observed at the North and South Pole, Admiral Byrd, and his diary, and that hole?
Jeez, why don't you just open up the dictionary and say, how about this, dear?
Well, in the absence of questions from our listeners, these are things that are of interest to me.
I understand.
And I know they are to some other people.
Okay. The peoples of the inner earth have taken on a different mission and evolution than the people on the surface of the planet.
Okay.
So, in many ways, they are ahead of the surface population.
Okay.
Not in all ways, but in many ways.
Okay.
They will, when you are ready to be helped, they will come and help you towards ascension.
Okay.
Just as the ETs will.
Yes, the ETs are helping now.
Oh, yes.
And the inner earth civilizations are waiting to the right time.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And they will help. So this is a good thing.
This is a very good thing. Yes,
it is.
Yes. And the holes that have been photographed at the North and South Poles, are they those real, and are those entrances to inner earth?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
Admiral did take a little trip inside.
Uh-huh.
He had a great time.
Much to his surprise.
Much to his surprise and delight.
And delight.
Yes.
Yes, awesome. That's great. And this is why people have reported and getting closer to the real poles, where the holes are that they see nicer weather, birds, green plants floating in the water.
Yes.
Because those are coming from
inside.
So the we have a question. Carol?
Yes. My health is in pretty bad condition. I'm trying to raise my consciousness. I just wonder if I could get any advice into how I might help myself other than what I am doing now.
Okay, Carol.
Thank you.
Your meditations help greatly.
Thank you.
And there are machines in the world that you can avail yourself of that will as well.
Can you expand on that a little bit more?
I will let Mary expand on that.
I now have a Russian energy frequency machine that I do sessions on people with. It identifies areas of the body that are not in the correct frequency, and therefore you have pain or issues or problems or things that you know something's wrong there with your body. And it identifies those and what's going on, and then the machine offers the correct frequency. Every part of the body has a unique frequency, whether it's the liver or the heart or your skin or whatever. There's a frequency because everything is energy.
Yes, I understand that.
Everything has a frequency. And the frequencies are all unique. So it offers the correct frequency to each area of the body that is off frequency, shall we say, not at its optimal frequency. And that allows the body basically to say, oh, shall I accept this? Do I like this? Gee, I guess I think I'll take this. And I have a monitor where you can see on the screen exactly what's happening if the body says, basically says, yes, I'll take this new frequency, because there's symbols it's on your liver. There are symbols all over the liver that give the quality of each spot. And so you can see the spots that are not in optimal health switch. Now, the spots that do not switch, the body often, because we have learned this over a couple, 3 years of experience, the body often will say, this looks interesting. Let me put it on the shelf here and think about it. And so in the next few hours or days, it may then accept the frequency. And if you were sitting in front of the monitor, you would see the symbol change to something better at that time. So you have to see this on the monitor. And the way we know this is that I keep records when someone comes for a session. I write down the areas that need assistance, need support. And then basically what happens in the way of the symbols flipping to something better. And how many symbols don't flip at that time. And people have come back, people with issues, have come back a week or two later, or whatever schedule they choose. And the first thing we do is check those areas that did not move completely into what we would call a healthy state at the time. And they have flipped. They come up good often. So we know that after the people leave from the session, sometime in the near future, like hours or days, the body decides, oh, I put this on the shelf. I think I'll take it now and put it in where it belongs. So the effect of the offering of the healthy frequencies is cumulative to a great degree, and it does last beyond the time when you come off the machine. It's all done through headphones. It's completely non-invasive, not painful or anything like that at all. You just basically sit and relax. Some people sleep.
Is this done remotely?
The machine I have right now cannot be used remotely. Where are you?
I'm in Kansas.
Are you on the main? Kansas. Okay, that is a little far. But I am getting another machine in the next month or two that's even more powerful and does have remote capability. So if you want to put your contact information, I believe, onto the BBS website, there's a place for comments and so forth, I will put you on the list as such.
I don't have a computer. I'm in too much pain to even get on a computer.
Okay. Could somebody do it for you on their computer?
Possibly. I don't know. Everybody's so busy now, it's kind of hard to get people to respond to that. But would this be extensive or simple? Or
It would be very simple.
I'm also very financially compromised. Is this financially...
I'm sure it is. We do charge for sessions, but we also do some pro bono work. We would talk with you about that. But you would need the remote. There's a small box that we ship to you for the remote sessions, and it works over the telephone. So I will have that, as I said, in a month or two. So I would need for you to either stay in touch. We will have this call every week, and of course you're welcome to come back. But if you find a way to get that information into the BBS radio system, then I will store it for use when I do have that machine. It has to be shipped from the mainland. It's being built, and I don't know just exactly when I'm going to get it, but it will be within the next month or two, I'm sure.
Okay, and I'm not supposed to use any electrical-type equipment. Is this electrical?
Well, it's frequency, but then your body is electrical.
Yeah.
You know, the heart is an electrical system. This is why years ago I stopped wearing a watch on my left wrist. That can actually affect the heart. So, fortunately now, cell phones have time on them, so we don't need a watch, although some people still wear them. Yeah, but the average electrical, I can understand, some people are sensitive to electrical stuff, but your body is electrical, and what we are doing is offering through this machine, which is a very smart machine, offering the correct electrical frequency for the areas that in your body that are compromised at the current time.
Okay, well, I am extremely interested because I'm... quite compromised much all the time. So, I will see if I can get somebody to get me entered in the website, and if I can, I'll just call you back next week. How's that?
Okay, that's fine. That's just fine, Carol. And we certainly wish you well. Really glad you called. And I want you to know also that this year, for all of humanity, the energies and the frequencies are being ramped up on the planet to help everybody be better. Now, a lot of people, most people in fact, have stuff to clear out. So some people are having challenges now with things coming to the surface that have been buried and need to be seen for what they are and cleared out. But the ultimate result is going to be great.
Yeah, that's what's going on with me. Clearing out a lot of really old energies.
Good for you. Well, congratulations on having the courage to do that. Not everybody has right now. So that should help you feel, you know, a little bit more like there's hope, and because there is, and that you're making some progress.
Well, thank you very, very much. And thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything else you want to ask of Merlin?
I think that's probably it, unless he has something else he would like to say to me, or, you know, I really don't know.
I congratulate you on, Carol, I congratulate you on your courage.
Oh, thank you. It does take courage.
Yes, it does.
Yes. And I thank you for that.
All right. Bless you, Carol.
Well, bless you. Bless both of you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, do we have another caller with a question, or shall I go ahead with... Okay. All right. We were, I think, talking about inner earth. Oliver.
Yes.
And Admiral Byrd and the validity of his experience. Yes.
There's no question of the validity of his experience.
You know, I'm so fortunate. Many, many, many years ago, and I don't remember when, it just was a very long time ago, somehow his diary, which has not had broad exposure, even today, and
even
certainly
today.
Many years ago, I'm talking 30 or 40 years ago, it's somewhere along the way, it crossed my path, and I went, ooh, that is exciting. So I, you know, read his account. It's not very long. It's only a few pages. And that is really exciting.
Indeed it is.
Yes, it is. But is there more than one civilization in Inner Earth?
Yes, there are several.
Several.
Yes.
Okay.
The Garthans are probably the largest of that.
Okay.
Set.
Okay. Were they originally in Lemuria and came from Lemuria, or were they off planet?
They were originally in Lemuria, and when Lemuria went down, they went under.
Okay. Had they prepared for that ahead of time, or was that given to them?
That was given to them, and they were smart enough to follow the guidance they were given to go inside the Earth.
Okay. Which means that some Lemurians did not follow that advice and
exited the planet.
Exited, yes, for that lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about the relationship of...
But you and I both know, just because they exited the planet, they're not lost.
Oh, no.
Nothing is ever lost.
No. Life is permanent.
Life is period.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe a number of them are back now in order to help with the healing that's going on now and heal that situation.
Yes, and there are beings from the civilization, all of them, that are here as well.
Okay. So there was a civilization after Lemuria in the place of Lemuria?
Not in the place of, no. On the planet.
On the planet. Was that Atlantis?
Yes.
Okay.
And many of those beings have come back to make sure that the tragic events that took place there don't reoccur. So I salute every one of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter when paths are taken that may not be the highest, when that gets corrected, whether it's this life, another life, a way future life.
Doesn't matter at all.
Doesn't matter.
Right. So that is a good thing.
That is a very good thing, yeah. What about Taylor from that chest that was there going?
They are keeping knowledge for the planet. They have records and information that they will share with you when the time is right.
Okay. So that does that mean we will get to read about, hear about, see videos of whatever Earth's real history?
You will. From there and from ETs as well.
From ETs, because they know.
Of course they know.
Yeah. Of course they know.
Yeah.
It's been my understanding that a lot of this material has already been prepared for viewing and reading and so forth.
Correct.
Waiting for the right time.
Yes.
To be presented to humanity.
Yes. Right.
And does that mean that those who now are native to, say, Africa, will learn the real history of Africa, or will we all learn the real history of Africa and every other place?
And every, the entire Earth, yes, you will all have that information available to you. And you will be astounded and delighted.
I am looking forward to that.
I know.
I know a lot, but there's a whole, I know there's a whole lot I don't know. And so this is very exciting. And much of that will happen in 2016?
And 17.
And
yes.
17.
Yes.
Okay. We are involved in the, what we call the Feed Maui initiative. The sugarcane company here, A&B, has wisely decided to stop growing sugarcane. And that land is going to be vacated. There's been an initiative started called Community Farmland Initiative, but that's not the hot title. The hot title is Feed Maui, which I strongly prefer.
Jeez, I would have never guessed.
Well, I see something like Feed Maui, short, catchy, and something that could be picked up all over the world, because the GMO initiative that we passed here a couple of years ago was like a milestone that people around the world watched and were astounded that we actually pulled it off and got over 1,000 extra votes to pass that initiative that basically said, put the GMO stuff on hold until everything is better tested. Bottom line, it didn't say for Monsanto to leave. It wasn't that aggressive. It was just stop what you're doing until everything is more thoroughly tested according to the laws and rules that have already been put out that weren't being followed. And the initiative passed, but it was a milestone that people around the world were watching. And I could see the catchy phrase of Feed Maui becoming Feed Hungary, Feed France, Feed Iceland, Feed Australia, Feed, you know, this could be picked up all over the world where there are issues with a lack of organic farming and where some of the farmlands absolutely need to be turned back to organic. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the really good thing about this vision that is being held is that people will start to take their own future in their own hands.
Yes.
That's the really good part.
Yes, because
in this case, it will be about growing food, mm-hmm. but that's only a start.
Well, it is only a start because the lands have to be remediated from the sugarcane and the chemicals and pesticides and so forth before there could be any organic farm. So there'd be an awareness of helping the land heal, which is good thing, and getting people to buy into this in an active way, get off the couch and do something for their own health and the health of their children.
You mean, and like maybe believe in themselves?
Yeah, something like that. And in their potential to do something of value that contributes to themselves and their life and the people around them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, we are contributing in whatever way we feel appropriate to help this move forward here on Maui, because I didn't know until recently, and probably most of the world doesn't know, that 85% or so of the food that Maui eats is brought in from other places. And here we have this beautiful land, beautiful climate, growing seasons all year long, and
people with the knowledge of how to grow the food.
Yes.
You have that as well, which is a key part.
A key. Without the knowledge, right, what do you do? Even if you have healthy land.
Right.
It doesn't work so well. So the goal is to flip that around and have somewhere between 5 and 15% of food brought in, things we actually can't grow here or create here. And the rest of the land feed people.
Indeed.
Good goal.
It is a good goal, mm-hmm. and I'm fully supportive.
Mm-hmm. Can you give a sense as to how the progress is on getting the signatures to get the initiative onto the ballot?
It's good progress, but there are many signatures still needed. So people have to step up. Everybody needs to step up. And in this case, on this island, this is an opportunity to do that.
Huge opportunity.
Absolutely.
And not only for Maui, but to set a pattern for the world where things like this are not happening. We need to happen.
Correct.
Well, this has been wonderful, Nolan. Now, just check one more time. Do we have any other caller or questions? Probably not. Okay. We will be doing this every Thursday at this time, in your time zone, whatever it is now for you. And we're so grateful for Merlin coming to do the first show, blessing us with his presence and his wonderful answers. We are very grateful, and we acknowledge the constant, positive assistance, support, and help we provide to everything good we're trying to do. And I'm very, very grateful.
It has been my pleasure, Dan.
Thank
my
you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so very much. Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, everybody who's tuned in, we will be back next week. It's 5 to 6 in Hawaii, 8 to 9 on the Pacific Coast, 11 to midnight on the East Coast. So that means Mountain Time is 9 to 10 and Central Time is 10 to 11 on Thursday evening, every Thursday evening. And we're very excited and thrilled that this came together in less than a week. And the BBS people have been wonderful to help us with all that they do and making this work on a first run. We're just very, very grateful. If you want to get in touch with us, an email address for me is myfoundation@fastmail.fm. Phone number 818-585-2329. And we look forward to seeing you next week. And bring your questions, okay? As you can tell, I think you can tell, all topics are open. There isn't anything that Merlin or all the other beings who come through Rod haven't heard. They've heard everything. So you can ask anything you want and get the best answer that's most appropriate to give you help at the time. So blessings to all. Have a wonderful week. And we look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place. Take care, everybody. Much love.
Blessings to you.